Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Peter Fallon. You are listening to Peter's Punk Party Power Hour or something. I don't know. I made the title too long. But right now, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, PA. We're online. We're on air if you're close enough to hear. Here being Easton. But yeah, so... first track, that was Sunscreen Blues by the Albrights. A fun little, you know, side project of Dave Haas of the Loved Ones. It's kind of, you know, a parody of, you know, typical, like, West Coast, like, surf punk stuff. So they just sing about, you know, stereotypical, you know, California things and stuff. And it's great. It's great. Next track, you might be familiar with it if you have seen what I believe is the greatest movie of all time, a.k.a. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So here we have Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree.
I'd like to for a thousand years, a thousand years. the same unanswered questions. I don't know what's gonna draw my unsettled stomach. Street kids collect spit, change in a conch shell on the sidewalk. The teeth be yellow, the hair is tangled. Their minds are vapid and they let it fall in their depravity. I make my way back home to you in North San Marco Avenue. White crosses on the church yard on. I wanna smash them all. I wanna smash them all. Ponytails swinging back and forth behind beach blonde college girls out for a jog. St. Augustine, shine your light down on me. Puppets from the 90s that go out of tourist filled bars. I'm met with arms crossed under. Dirty looks, I am treated like a common thief.
Oh!
All right, so we are back. First up, that was, you know, Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree, which I believe the movie and books came after that song, actually. Not the other way around. Then we had White Crosses by Against Me and Caskets Full by the Flatliners. Now I got a bunch of really good kind of throwback jams. I guess everything I play is mostly throwback. It's mostly like, you know, older stuffs and whatnot. By older, I mean the 90s, 2000s. It's not that old. But here's some stuff you might actually remember and have heard before.
One man, what happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star, she was gonna shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life, and nothing has been alright since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids. Every line, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows? Bring back Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985, Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still. We'll be right back.
Alright, that was a bunch of really great stuff there. We had 1985 by Bowling for Soup, The Takedown by Yellow Card, Sugar We're Going Down, Fallout Boy, and then She Has a Girlfriend Now, Real Big Fish. Because I decided we need to take a nice little road trip back to 2000, early 2000s. Yeah. So, as part of this free radio deal, I gotta hit you with another one of those PSAs, so here it goes. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, and push them a little. And do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. This has been a message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. So, yeah, if you're in high school, keep doing it. If you know someone's in high school, tell them to keep doing it. It's a good idea. Yeah. All right, so we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to, you know, take a detour off of, you know, 2005 and head back into ska territory, even though I just played Real Big Fish, so that was kind of the transition and whatnot. Anyway, here's New Girl by the Suicide Machines.
Taking off just to fall asleep and work again.
I will not count my sleep hours. Let them all just have me all groggy and incoherent. I just met a crazy girl who says, oh, I'm not about to leave just yet. Only a idiot would say, right on, I'll see you just to go home and think what could have been. We both finished ripping off.
Wrong and you look sad. That's when I said I'd write you a song.
Well, everybody's got their reasons. Everybody's got their ghosts to fear.
When I look back,
all I see is I've done something wrong.
Wrong, wrong,
wrong. All I see is I've done something wrong.
Wrong, wrong,
wrong. All I see is I've done something wrong.
Oh dear,
but these are things.
Wanna tell you when we
Alright, a bunch of really great stuff there. We had New Girl by the Suicide Machines, Planning My Death, Bomb the Music Industry, If We Want To by Big D and the Kids Table, and What a Wicked Gang We Are Below by Streetlight Manifesto. A bunch of really great, you know, ska punk bands. Really good. I have the best words, you guys, I promise. Speaking of words, I guess. Here's another PSA for you. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meat or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov, and that's foodsafety.gov. A PSA brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. So, there you have it. Don't get food poisoning. You heard it here first. Breaking news. Not fun stuff. Not at all. So, yeah. How are you guys doing? That's good. All right. So, a couple more tracks, just random stuff. No theme for these next few. So I'm just going to lay it on you.
Never meant anything to me. the tip of my tongue, and my eye through the scope down the barrel of a gun. Remind me not to ever act this way again.
Starts on a
All right. Bunch of really great stuff there. I think I've said that every time, mostly because that's true. So, we had Linoleum by NoFX, Timberwolves at New Jersey, Taking Back Sunday. And I don't know about you guys, but at least where I come from, that is a 4th of July classic song, if I've ever heard one. It's not a 4th of July until it's, you know, 1 in the morning, and you just play that as loud as humanly possible, and everyone sings along, and it's a great time. It's a great time. I highly recommend it. Then we had Most Space by Warriors, and then Serious Things Are Stupid by Kayatan, and that is true. Serious Things are usually pretty stupid. I got one final PSA for you. This one's about pets, so if you have pets or want pets, this is a good one. So, did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentages of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27 to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics are showing that euthanasia for pet shelters is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org. .org was spelled out, so it confused me for a second. I can read, I promise. So, I have one more song for you. It's a new old song, in a way. It's this band called Vapors. They're brand new, featuring Dave Walsh of, you know, The Loved Ones and The Explosion. You know, both great, great bands in their own. And now he has this new project. But it's a new song, but it's not, because they recorded it in 2010, but it's just getting released now. But then Dave Haas, who's also from The Loved Ones, recorded and put out his own version earlier this year. So, like, it's new, and it's old, and it's the same, but I could pretty much put money on the fact that this is the first time it's getting played on the radio anywhere. So here you go, Kinda Homeless by Vapors.
I've been kinda homeless since you went to Tennessee. I'm halfway off the grid and more than halfway out to sea. My head's a little clearer. I erased the cocaine dealer from my phone. And I've been staying with some friends, you know, the ones that paid their rent and own their homes. I haven't been quite sober since you went away last spring. You know I needed a couple in me just to get my ring off. But I swear I'm getting better with each confession letter that I write. And then it makes me sad to think that we are better friends than man and wife. Than man and wife. I don't know what I'm doing.
night from stars.